Today the church celebrates the start of Advent, a time when we are called to prepare ourselves to celebrate Jesus' birth on Christmas and reflect upon his glorious return and the period of time in between both, Jesus' presence in the right now of our lives. Advent's readings are all about time, the past, present, and future. They tell us that how we live our lives depends on what we think about all three arrivals of Jesus and how this affects our relationship with him. And those same readings are also meant to spark a personal examination of conscience as we prepare our hearts to receive the special graces God wants to share with us as we celebrate the birth of his beloved Son. As we go about our chores in preparation for Christmas, shopping, decorating, and searching for our list who sent cards to us last year, Advent calls us to have that same type of enthusiasm and determination as we consider our relationship with Jesus. So let's ask ourselves, how has our relationship been with Jesus in the past? What do we hope that relationship will be in the future? And how is this relationship right now, recognizing Jesus' presence in our daily lives? Last week, Jesus reminded us that he is the King of the universe, the fair judge who will evaluate everyone's actions and inactions in order to determine if they are worthy to enter that place that has been prepared since the foundation of time. We have in today's gospel a reminder of this truth, this eventual reality, as Jesus tells us, be watchful, be alert, for we do not know the time. In the story of the absent landowner, Jesus teaches the traits of faithful discipleship by illustrating the expectations of the owner who has left the servants in charge of his household. These servants were expected to carry on with their responsibilities and duties as if the owner was still present. The owner had trust in them, and the situation would be a test for those left in charge. Would they be faithful day by day, or would they wait until they heard the owner was about to return and then quickly get things in order? The problem was they did not know when the owner was returning, and that is why the gatekeeper was expected to remain vigilant. Jesus is that owner who has left us, his disciples, in care of his household, the church. All of us have been graced with the ability to carry out the vocations that Jesus has called us to so that we continue his work of building God's kingdom here on earth. As Jesus' disciples, we are expected to do our jobs well and faithfully, and we should strive to not become complacent or irresponsible in answering our Lord's calling. I gather none of us here would want to be the servant who the owner found asleep. The readings of Advent draws us into the mystery of the three arrivals of Jesus so that we may not become drowsy or distracted by the daily lift of our lives. It is important to believe and trust that our Lord walks with us each day in the right now of our lives as he makes his presence known. We just need to be watchful, to be alert. Although we may look, sometimes we may not see. Advent is the start of a new liturgical year, and we are invited to renew our faith perspective and cast off whatever may be limiting our ability to recognize Jesus' presence in our lives. For those times when we missed the mark, became drowsy or distracted, Jesus waits for us in the sacrament of reconciliation with his healing compassion, mercy, and forgiveness so that we can grow in our relationship with him. What a special gift to share with our Lord as we wait to celebrate his birth. In our story, we learn that a key aspect of discipleship is having awareness that Jesus is always with us as we go about serving his house, the church, as builders of God's kingdom. Yes, Jesus was born, ascended into heaven, and will return at the appointed time. But that does not mean that his presence is defined by our understanding of distance and time. Friends, hold in your hearts that Jesus is always present in the right now of our lives. The right now is here at Mass this evening. With every passing moment, Jesus brings us closer to himself, and in a short while we will be approaching his altar to receive the fruits of this heavenly banquet, the most holy Eucharist. The right now is when family members, friends, co-workers, fellow students, and strangers reach out to us for compassion, mercy, forgiveness, or just a kind word or a helping hand. And we are blessed to have these moments to bring the presence of Jesus into their lives. The right now is outside these doors in a culture and society that is in desperate need of hearing the saving message of the gospel and seeing the presence of Jesus by our words and our actions. The right now is when we spend time in quiet contemplation and prayer from the depths of our hearts as Jesus waits to fill our lives with his love and the grace to do God's will. Saint Teresa of Calcutta once said that every night we should ask ourselves, where have I found Christ today? That answer, my friends, will be God's Advent gift to us that day. So as we leave Mass tonight, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what steps can we take to be watchful, to be alert, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, this Christmas, at the appointed time, and in the right now of our lives? Thank you.